As we've talked about some of what is happening here, is that the conditions are being created that support the practice, that support seeing into experience in a way that frees the mind. And effort, making effort is one of those conditions that supports this. Making effort in a certain way, orienting with wisdom, orienting with wise view, allowing wise view to support our effort. And we can at times, in terms of reflecting on supporting the continuity of mindfulness, which is so important in this practice, really the power of wise mindfulness comes with the continuity of mindfulness. And we can sometimes have the idea or sense that the way towards that continuity is the activity of making that effort, doing that, remembering actively, reminding ourselves to be aware, this doing of effort to cultivate mindfulness. And this is one of the supports for the spiritual quality or spiritual faculty of virya, of energy that supports the sustaining of our practice. One of the conditions for that is effort. And so it is an important one to relate to and learn how to work with skillfully. And that's a lot of what we've been exploring, the light touch, understanding how much we need to remind ourselves, backing off of the effort at times, being willing to let the mind wander, even let the mind kind of slip out, to understand the level of effort that is useful in this moment, the level of personal effort, the level of engagement that's useful in this moment. And there are other conditions that support this quality of spiritual energy. And they include the confidence in the practice, the confidence in our capacity to meet experience, the confidence in awareness to meet anything. And sometimes we can, rather than thinking about what we need to do is to remind ourselves to be aware, sometimes we can remind ourselves of that confidence. Mindfulness can meet anything. And then a very natural kind of energy can arise from that, and availability to meet experience very naturally, without a lot of the doing of the effort. And so sometimes that connection with confidence, sometimes it's a reminding, a kind of a reminding ourselves of what we trust, and trusting the Dharma, trusting our own capacity. And sometimes it's the confidence, the feeling of confidence and trust arising that can support a very natural energy. I've heard in the practice discussions at times, the confidence that's coming around the mind that can meet unclear, confusing things. That confidence supports the connection, the energy to be with experience. And curiosity, another great support for this energy towards practice. And again, we can inspire the curiosity through reflections, bringing in thoughts of what's here right now, what else, what is not being seen right now, what else might be here. That can inspire or support this quality of interest that then can support the energy towards practice. And so less of a feeling of having to just kind of sit here rote, what am I aware of? What am I aware of? A kind of a feeling or inspiration of curiosity about what's here. When we're curious about that, the mind kind of naturally arrives here. And so, again, looking at conditions that support this quality of energy. And sometimes what's happening in our experience, what's going on, sometimes, you know, late at night or when the mind is very low energy, you know, any kind of even thinking, you know, what am I, you know, how am I confident about this? Or, you know, it's like sometimes even that feels like too much. And in those kinds of places, sometimes what really can support us is simply the truth of this moment. What is true right now? What's true right now? Tiredness is what's true right now. All right. Letting go into the truth of this moment can support the mind's relaxing into just this. Without having to feel like we're picking up a doing of being mindful, making effort. Do you want to add anything, Diane?